This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. For this week's Friday conversation, we'll start with a few job openings. Of course, there's one for school superintendent in Dallas. Mike Miles left last week. Fort Worth's looking again after its original choice fell through. There are help wanted ads at the top of the school systems in Chicago, in Newark, in Los Angeles. Margaret Spellings knows this territory. She's a former U.S. education secretary who runs the George W. Bush Presidential Institute in Dallas, which has become a force in education policy. Margaret Spellings, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks, Rick. I'm really excited to be here.
The big question, can anyone run a big city school district these days?
Well, we know it's really hard, and I think people who are really moving the needle and doing reform-oriented policy implementation, you know, they're not going to be there forever, because the truth of the matter is, when you put students, children before adults, a lot of adults get mad. It's a hard job, no two ways about it.
You've long been a force in the education reform movement. You helped create No Child Left Behind, and the Bush Institute's become a think tank for reform. Yet some of the most visible reformers have lost their jobs. Michelle Rhee in Washington, Kami Anderson just in the last couple of weeks in Newark, and now Miles in Dallas. Why do you think that is?
People who are moving the needle have a life cycle. You can only, you know, get away with a certain amount of reform, and I think we understand that. You know, being a superintendent is a really hard job. You have to be able to build community. You have to be a leader. You have to build consensus. You have to have a deft political touch. You have to know when to hold and know when to fold. And it's a combination of educational expertise, leadership skills, and politics. And it, because it is a political setting. And, you know, education is one of those things that everybody cares deeply about and has an emotional connection to it. We've been to school, we have kids in school. And so it's one of the most challenging jobs in America, I think.
Do you worry at all that after this kind of repeated cycle, that the reform movement needs to reevaluate its strategy?
No, I don't. In fact, I think we as a country, and maybe this is true in this city as well, are not really, really serious about school reform. If we were, we would do a whole lot of things different. We really don't put our money where our mouths are, literally money, but either resource the problem like we aim to solve it.
Dallas will be hiring its eighth superintendent in 20 years. And you go 4 hours down I-45, and Houston has roughly the same size and demographics, yet it's been remarkably stable. Terry Greer's been there since 2009, and by most measures, things are improving there.
Right.
What's working in Houston that's not working in Dallas?
So, in the name of full disclosure, I'm a product of the Houston ISD. Went to almost my entire schooling there, graduated from Houston schools. And you know, I'm not the first person to observe this, but just the way that the geography of Houston is laid out, the nicest parts of Houston being part of the Houston Independent School District. It's a vast, vast school district. Unlike Dallas ISD with Highland Park and other suburban districts, you know, either at the center of it or ringing it, has made for, I think, more complicated politics. The business community in Houston ISD has been an amazing partner over many, many decades. They have involved themselves in school board races and have really, I think, gotten some good results because of it. Terry Greer is, in my view, one of the finest superintendents in our country. He also has a very supportive school board, and it's not an accident.
So if the Dallas School Board called you in for advice, what would your top priorities be in choosing a new superintendent?
They need somebody who can, you know, have credibility in the community inside and out of the school district. I do think it's important that they find someone who has an educational background. I think that's been a ding on Miles, not necessarily deservedly so because it's a management job, but I think it kept him on his back foot for a long time. And I think we want somebody who has an experience of delivering results for students. The proof is in the pudding.
Were you surprised that Michael Hinojosa is the interim?
I'm a fairly newcomer to the community, but it didn't seem so. I mean, he's back. He's an available athlete. He knows the terrain, knows the territory. And frankly, what do I know? Nothing. But, I mean, I won't be surprised if he ends up with the job permanently.
Margaret Spellings, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rick. Always a pleasure.